thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A new Zimbabwe Democracy Institute report says alleged vote rigging alone cannot explain ZANU-PF's landslide win in the July 31st national elections.
For example, in Bikita, I have been there, Bikita West. Terete won because he took money there and engaged in some projects that were liked by the people, resulting in them voting for him.
Civil servants come up with a position paper asking the government to increase to $540 a month the salary of the lowest paid worker in the public service.
Informed by the principle of poverty bottom line, we're saying all salaries must be anchored on that. We have requested for an immediate meeting, meaning that it is as soon as everyone has warmed up their chair, enough for them to understand the demands.
And admissions officers from 5 American universities and colleges meet students in Harare, Rusape, Mutare and Chitungwiza as they seek to fund economically disadvantaged but gifted students.
A report just released by a local think tank, the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, says alleged vote rigging alone cannot explain the results of the July 31st harmonized elections, overwhelmingly won by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. The ZDI says opposition parties were not prepared for the polls, adding lack of resources by the MDC formations and other political parties also contributed to their poor showing. Ivan Chifera has details from Harare.
The report titled How Can the 2013 Harmonized Elections Results Be Explained says the outcome giving ZANU-PF an outright majority in parliament and local authorities can be explained by a number of factors. It says though the playing field was not level, the MDC formations would have gained 18 more of the contested seats had they participated in the harmonized elections as a united front. According to the report, other factors that led to the MDC's defeat include poor performance of some of their ministers in the inclusive government and corruption by some of their councillors. For instance, the report says Home Affairs Minister in the Inclusive Government, Teresa Makone, should have used their influence to ensure the voters' roll was clean and released to political parties on time. On the other hand, it says, apart from vote buying, misuse of voter registration slips, favorable state media coverage, ZANU-PF immensely benefited from its populist policies such as land reform, the controversial indigenization and economic empowerment, and community share ownership schemes, among others. Director Ernest Mzengi of the Media Center agrees with the ZDI report. He says ZANU-PF candidates had resources while their MDC counterparts did not have enough to use during the campaign.
For example, in Bikita, I have been there, Bikita West. Terete won because he took money and engaged in some projects that were liked by the people, resulting in them voting for him. The people there are also worried that former MP, Mr. Yashoko, was out of touch with them. He was not going back to the constituents.
The report says it's important for political parties to stay alert and mobilized to advance their cause to capture political power. It adds that the fear factor during the run-up to the polls also contributed to ZANU-PF's victory. The ZDI says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission must strictly adhere to the country's electoral laws so that no political party is disadvantaged. ZANU-PF won 106 of the 210 contested seats, while the MDCT got 49 seats. The other seat was won by an independent candidate. Meanwhile, the Shadow Minister of Health and Child Welfare, Ruth Labode, told the National Assembly she is concerned by the health crisis in the country and will tomorrow introduce a motion calling on the National Assembly to investigate the health sector. Lawmakers grilled Health and Child Welfare Minister David Parenyatwa today over a report attributed to an official in his ministry that government has opened 91 centers to distribute contraceptives, including condoms, to children as young as 10. Parenyatwa said there was no such thing, adding his ministry is now investigating the issue. He promised to give a full report to the National Assembly once investigations have been completed. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.